Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today in our series, Case Study Venezuela, is the price of freedom. For thinking people, this means eternal vigilance. It is an old Hispanic proverb that says that parents whose children precede them in death live lives of hell here on earth. Having reached the threshold of our maturity at precisely the same time as Venezuela's in becoming South America's first free democracy, we mourn Venezuela's fall into the oblivion of totalitarianism. How fragile a freedom, how fleeting its time, how profound its fall. Nowhere is this more true than in the fallen Venezuelan people. They did not relate collaboratively across classes. They did not initiate entrepreneurially in free enterprise. They did not engage participatively in democratic government. In short, they did not pay the price of freedom, the eternal vigilance that it demands. Now it is gone, perhaps not forever. It is not our purpose to define a democratic revolution that was stolen from Venezuela by its current dictator in an election blessed by a former U.S. President Carter and the OAS and condemned as fraudulent by scientists from MIT and Harvard. It is not simply the intimidation and fraud before, during, and after the referendum that destroyed Venezuelan freedoms. It is the lack of the eternal vigilance to protect the freedoms that Jefferson cautioned. Now the Venezuelan people must suffer the consequences. This precious democracy, the first in Latin America and not yet 50 years old, is being transformed into a totalitarian state under the harsh repression of an elected dictator. The leading economy in Latin America, where workers earnings have been cut in half, the most precipitous decline of per capita GDP in recorded economic history. The class relations that were exemplary among all Latin countries have been incendiarized into class struggle and violence. So where did a free people go wrong? How did they allow themselves to become inmates in jails of their own making? Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people cannot relax our vigilance. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to Bob at freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.